Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Good afternoon, Senator Saviello, Representative Hamper, members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be back before you, having spent some time in other committees in the most recent weeks. So, thank you.
And we are the best, right?
I am, Katie right now is distributing my information for you. I am Patricia Ajo. I'm the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection. What I am distributing for you is just a brief overview of some of our thoughts in regards to issues pertaining to metallic mining in Maine, and then a very brief summary of the rule. As Senator Saviello indicated, the rule is fairly extensive. If you want a hard copy, please let me know. Otherwise, I did not bring copies simply to save some paper. But if you would like one, let us know and we'll make sure to get you a copy of the rule. Metallic mining in Maine is not new. It is something that we have long been aware of, both with our geological formations, the geologic ability to create some of the metals that people search for. And we've actually even had exploration as early or as late as 2008 here in the state of Maine. We have permitted locations for certain types of advanced exploration for mining. And we've received notices of interest for mining over the last 50-some-odd years. For those of you who have not done so yet, I would encourage you to go to the Maine Geologic Survey's website at the Department of Conservation. They've got great information there. They have a great application through Google Earth that shows you the locations of some of these particular mineral formations and areas. And I would also say that our own DEP's mining unit has expertise in regards to these issues, and our Division of Remediation also have expertise in regards to metal mining as well. I'd also like you all to know that in the last few months, well before this bill was introduced, Commissioner Beardsley and I had been having discussions in regards to how we needed to approach an update to our rules. As you are aware, the rules are joint rules that were adopted in 1991 by LURC and the Department of Conservation and the Department of Environmental Protection, as we were directed to under state law. So Commissioner Beardsley and I had been having those conversations, how best to approach these particular issues in the spirit of recognizing the need to modernize, to update these rules, to make sure the rules reflect the over 20 years of technological changes that have occurred, to also acknowledge over 20 years of changes in our own environmental laws and processes here in the state. The rules attempted in 1991 to create a consolidated permitting approach to this multimedia issue, and we continue to believe that the best approach to mining is to create a consolidated approach that recognizes the multimedia aspects of this type of facility. That said, we believe that throughout such a review, there is a singular goal that we have in this, and that is to ensure Maine and its citizens receive the benefits of the resource and associated activities, while also ensuring that the environmental protections and subsequent remediation and closure are adequate and have been at the forefront of the approach to any updates that we will be doing to our rule in the future. As you've heard me say many times, I truly believe that a healthy and robust environment is necessary to protect our natural resources in Maine, and that without those natural resources and a healthy environment, we won't have a healthy economy either. And I think that this is an aspect where we can actually now put some of those issues to the test to make sure that we can have both here in Maine. I'd like to, as you can see on page 2 of the materials that I've provided to you, given you somewhat of a snapshot in bullet formation of some of our concerns that we have as we go forward with our deliberations on updating the mining rule. These are the what I would call overarching thoughts that we have, And I know that we will be working on probably a number of technical amendments to any language that you've been provided in regards to more technical issues. But I wanted to leave you with these five ideas and concerns that we have as we go forward. Again, I do believe a consolidated multimedia approach is the most deliberative and thorough approach to proceeding with mining activity in the state, and I continue to believe that's the best approach that we may put together before you, whether it's with just the Department of Environmental Protection or whether it's with some of the other sister agencies as well. As you know, our Chapter 200 was adopted in 1991. And in order to update that rule, it's going to take expertise and resources necessary to secure such expertise that right now we do not have at the department. We will be coming forward to provide you with suggestions on how we believe we can provide for the resources, and we'll be having those for you, unfortunately, not by tomorrow, but we will have those for you when you get into your deliberative sessions. Those are the rules. If you ask us to update the rules, we'll need resources. An application process of a facility of this magnitude and this size that you will hear about will also take expertise and resources that, quite frankly, we don't have at the department. And we will need to provide for those resources so that we can have and ensure that any application process is done thoroughly, deliberately, and appropriately. And again, we will be proposing language for you to supplement our current application fee limits and our current approach to how we undertake permitting of facilities of this size in the state of Maine. Third, we're also quite honestly concerned that we make sure that we have a guarantee for long-term responsibility, and we believe that this is paramount. And we will be providing you with some suggestions on how to ensure that our financial assurance mechanisms are strengthened so that we are sure that whatever is being proposed is adequate for the long-term remediation and closure of such a facility. We'll also be providing you with language to make sure that the transfer of operations or the ownership transfer of a facility is also reviewed and permitted by the department, because as you know, permits are based on the financial and technical capacity of particular applicants, so any transfer is necessary to make sure that those also receive such thorough review as well as approvals. And finally, just a little financial bookkeeping question here. Back in the 1990s, the legislature actually borrowed money out of one of the department's dedicated funds in order to provide for the resources in order to establish the rule at that time. It was a $100,000 loan from the Hazardous Waste Fund, of which only $40,000 has been repaid to date. So we will be providing you with some language in order to make clear that those older liabilities have been repaid before we incur potentially new liabilities.
But as you know, Commissioner, one legislature is never bound by the other one.
Actually, in this case, we're going to fix all of that for you within this legislative session.
Gotcha. Good.
So you'll be fascinated.
I'll be thrilled.
Those are some of my overarching concerns, and I think it's important because I think having the necessary and appropriate resources to start the process, to go through the process, and to make sure that there are the necessary financial commitments at the end of the process will benefit all of Maine citizens. With that, let me go briefly to the actual rule for you and some of the information.